Good evening, listeners. You are tuned to KRFP Moscow Pullman Community Radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial. And we are having the second of several call-in candidates forums here on KRFP tonight. We have in our studio the two candidates in the District 2 Latah County Commission race, Republican Shirley Green and Democrat Tom Lamar. The winner in this race will serve a two-year term on the three-member Latah County Commission and will be replacing Democrat Tom Stroshine, who is retiring. There are four candidates running for two seats up for election on the Latah County Commission. Last week we heard from District 1 Commission candidate Democrat Kurt Obermeyer, who is running in the for the District 1 seat in the three-seat commission, and he's running against incumbent Republican Richard Walzer. Walzer declined to participate in that call-in program, although he did do an early season interview with KRFP, and those interviews will be soon placed on the Radio Free Moscow website for people to listen to at their leisure. Also, that program with Kurt Obermeyer will be posted on the KRFP website later tonight, along with the program tonight. The winner in that race will serve a four-year term. Please note that the county commission districts are for candidate pools only, so if you are a Latah County voter, you can cast ballots in both races. Each seat alternates between 2 and 4 year terms, and the third Latah County Commission seat is held by Republican Dave McGraw, who still has 2 years remaining in his term. There are polling places around the county. In Moscow, if you live west of Main Street, vote at the southwest concourse of the ASUI Kibbe Dome. And if you live east of Main Street, vote at the Latah County Fair Exhibit Building. And polls will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The Latah County Fairgrounds is across White Avenue from Safeway on the east side of town. Other polling places in the county: Deary City Hall, Genesee Senior Center, Harvard Community Hall, Julietta City Hall Annex, Kendrick Fire Hall, Scenic Six Park Building in Potlatch, the IOOF Rebecca Hall in Potlatch, Palouse River Community Center in Princeton, Troy Lions Club, Shop Residence of James H. Hagedorn for Viola voters, Mountain Home Grange in Potlatch, Beauville Family Support Center, and the Latah County Auditor's Office for your absentee ballots during business hours up until Election Day. So we have a format: 2 minute opening statements and 1 minute to answer questions from the caller.
And thanks, KRFP, for having us on tonight. Before I get started, I just wanted to point out that early voting ends on Halloween, mm-hmm. on Friday the 31st. It's not up until Election Day. It's only through the 31st. So that Monday you can't go in on the 3rd. So while teaching me cooking and cleaning skills in the kitchen and gritting her teeth in an inflection I'm sure was meant to attract my dad's attention, who was watching TV in the other room, my mom once told me, "I will not bring another helpless male into the world." And you bet I was paying attention and listening to her. And, you know, that shows that I was taught at an early age to listen and help others. And for more than 30 years in Latah County, I've been listening to people and getting my hands dirty alongside other Latah County residents to improve our lands, our communities, and our economy. I've worked in our community as a janitor, as a baker, a teacher, a friend, and a leader. Last week, for example, my crew, staff at PCI were working hard in Deary, Deary High School students were working hard to plant trees in our neighboring county in Elk River, on the other side of Elk River, planting trees along Partridge Creek. It's a major drinking water source there. Latah County has a proud history of farming and natural resource production, educational services, and rural medicine. Yet we have far too many people living under poverty, 23% in Latah County compared to 14% in the rest of Idaho. As a city council member, I have worked with people with different viewpoints and will bring a balanced approach to promote the local economy, communities, and natural resources of Latah County. We can do better to create a prosperous county with higher paying jobs and thriving communities. I'm a listener and bring decades of experience in problem solving, management, and human resources. I'll stop there.
Okay, yeah, that's Tom Lamar, his two-minute opening statement. And now we have Shirley Green and your two-minute opening statement. And lean right into the microphone there.
Okay, great. Thank you, Lee. It is so good to be here tonight. I've been a resident of Lake County for over 40 years. I was number 8 of 12 children, so I learned early the need for give and take and the ability to negotiate, both of which I believe are important attributes for serving in public office. I grew up on a small farm near Sandpoint, Idaho, where my daily chores included milking two cows before I went to school. My husband, Bill Green, has been my husband for 48 years, and we have 2 adult children and 6 grandchildren. We owned and operated Green's Body and Paint Service in Moscow, Idaho, for 38 years. I'm a graduate of the University of Idaho with a degree in public communication and a minor in public administration. I have served as Latah County Commissioner before, so I know well the duties and responsibilities of being a commissioner. I believe the most pressing issue in Latah County is the lack of good-paying jobs. We need to increase our efforts to promote suitable businesses to move to Latah County. I am also in support of promoting more educational opportunities in the professional and technical fields. Not everyone is suited for a 4-year college degree. We have 2 universities and 1 college within 28 miles of Latah County. Many of our young people obtain excellent educations from these institutions and then are forced to move to another area due to lack of employment opportunities. I want to see Latah County grow and thrive, and I want our citizens to have more money in their paychecks to accomplish their goals. Fiscal responsibility is imperative. I will be a good steward of your tax dollars. Many residents are hurting financially. Their paychecks are getting smaller, and their expenses are increasing. Before spending taxpayers' money or raising taxes, I would ask, who will it benefit? How much will it cost? Can we afford it? And is it really necessary? I look forward to addressing questions tonight, and again, thank you for this opportunity to share.
And that's Latah County Commission candidate Shirley Green. The phone number is 892-9200. That's 892-9200. And I'll just start things off. This will go to Shirley Green first. And the question is, well, both of you have experience holding public office. Tell us a little bit more about your experience and what you've done in holding public office in the past.
Okay, well, I served as a county commissioner for 4 years, and I learned at that time that most of the responsibilities and duties of commissioner are written in Idaho code, but you never know. Every day there's a new thing that comes before us. From A to Z, we are dealing with problems throughout the county. Whether it's natural disasters or mud stock, which was an interesting opportunity that I had to rescue many teenagers that were stuck out by Southwick and bring them back into the community. There's always opportunities to work with people, making land decisions. Garbage was a big part of my duties as a county commissioner. I learned more than I ever thought I would as far as Subtitle D landfills, transferring garbage. Every time my husband and I would go on a vacation, I had to check out a landfill, even if it wasn't anything to do with county business. So lots to do when you serve in public office.
And that was Shirley Green, and now the same question to Tom Lamar.
Lee, I've been a city council member for the past 7 years, currently representing 2/3 of the population of Latah County. As I've been on a few times on the station talking about the work that we've been doing, we have been working on a lot of economic development projects. Probably the biggest one recently is working to improve the airport. We've been helping make opportunities available for EMSI to move downtown, the Economic Modeling Specialist Incorporated, as they were wanting to expand their facility and move out of Altura's Business Park and move downtown. So we've been doing some work to improve their sidewalk in the front and make it more inviting to the public. Lots of other things, zoning issues, water conservation issues, many things in front of us.
And I'm sure we'll get to some of those issues later on. We have a caller, KRFP, you are on the air.
Me, now.
Yeah, this is goes to Tom Lamar first.
Okay. The question I have is about the county budget. When it was passed, there was general agreement that it was a pretty good budget. And one of the things that people said in agreeing on that was that, well, given the amount of fixed costs anyway, there's not a lot of wiggle room to do different things and be creative. And so I wondered if you'd comment on that and also maybe more generally say, like $16 million, a little more than that is what the budget is. How do you hold that amount of money in your head and know where that money's going and that it's doing the right thing?
Tom Lamar, we'll go with you first.
Yeah. Well, similarly, for the past 7 years, I've been working on the budget for the city of Moscow, and that one's currently in the $55 to $59 million range. We work with professional staff at the county or at the city who bring proposals to the decision makers, which at the county level are the commissioners, at the city level it's the city council and the mayor. We decide if we agree with that staff person that's heading up that department or not, and make decisions whether or not we fund those that piece in full or in part. With the there are some constitutional requirements of what must be funded, and that definitely reduces the amount of flexibility within the budget. So there are a lot of things that, for example, the county commissioners must fund, such as indigent health care and so forth. So there are definitely restrictions on that.
Okay, and that's Tom Lamar. We'll go to Shirley Green on that question next.
Okay, well, obviously the budget is a major responsibility of the county commissioners, and overseeing what we have in there and how we spend the money is critical to having a good outcome for the citizens of Latah County. We are actually, by code, there are many, many responsibilities. We do not have a lot of wiggle room, as you had mentioned in your question, but there are some opportunities to make sure that we oversee and use that money wisely. I believe that there's a little more challenge at the county level. We do not have as many staff people involved as far as professionals working on that budget, so we have to clearly understand what is going on and how we're going to make the dollars go as far as we can. I do believe the Board of Commissioners this year did a fairly good job of setting the budget, and I commend them for that. We have some real issues with the pay scale that we'll be maybe addressing tonight for our county employees, and making sure that it's up to regional standards for in our area. And so we'll have to look at those issues
okay. As
the county commissioner.
Your minute's up. Okay, that's okay. Shirley Green. But the next question will go to Shirley Green, 892-9200. I think they called on this line. Here we go. KRFP, you are on the air.
Yeah, we're talking about Latah County and the Palouse here, and the Palouse is a very beautiful place, but it lacks on habitat for wildlife to prosper in. And that leads me to kind of a question having to do with the highway that I realize the county commissioners have nothing to do with. Whether or not the highway crosses Paradise Ridge, but I would like to know the sentiment on how they feel about the highway moving up onto Paradise Ridge. I know that Shirley lives up on Paradise Ridge or on the foothills, and she's probably aware there's a moose and a couple calf moose, and there's always a lot of moose, and whether she has concern that a lot of this wildlife will be getting injured, killed or caused massive accidents when crossing over, and how both candidates feel about preservation of the last remaining small remnants of native Palouse Prairie.
Okay, that will go to Shirley Green first.
Okay, well, thank you for that question. And yes, I think there is a major concern on where the highway goes. I I guess that the biggest thing is we have to look to the engineers that are making these plans and make the very best decision. I do live on Paradise Ridge, so I know that we have one of the options go through there, and I am concerned. I believe our wildlife is tremendously important. We have a beautiful area. We want to keep that. But I also have lived here all my life, and it breaks my heart every time we have another accident on Reisenhower Hill and we have people killed and we lose life. So again, I hope and that we can depend on our professionals, our engineers, and that we can come up with a solution that is going to have the best impact to save lives and the least impact on our wildlife in the area.
And that was Shirley Green, and now we'll go to Tom Lamar.
The caller mentioned the Palouse Prairie and the endangered aspect of that ecosystem. It is one of the most endangered ecosystems in the United States in that there are just small parcels left. So given that, it's unfortunate that one of the choices for the highway expansion is could potentially remove even more of that habitat type. So that's a difficult situation, of course. We do need to figure out a way to make this highway safer in the last 4 miles into Moscow, and it has a lot of beneficial aspects for the people of Moscow, for economic development, for future growth, and so forth. So I expect them to start working on that in the next few years.
Okay, that was Tom Lamar. The phone number is 892-9200. The next question, we'll go to Tom Lamar first. And I would just follow up on the U.S. 95 expansion to four lanes issue. There are different routes being considered by the Idaho Transportation Department. And the current county commission sent a letter to the ITD endorsing the eastern route, which goes over the flank of Paradise Ridge, rather than the central or western route. Should they have done that? And we'll go to Tom Lamar first.
Well, in the letter that came from the city of Moscow just said, pick a route and go and make it happen, widen it to four lanes. The city council didn't pick one of the particular routes. I'm not sure that the county commission needed to pick a route in their letter, but I do agree that something needs to happen there. If it had been my preference 20, 30, 50 years ago, I would have seen one highway between the Lewiston-Clarkston area and the Pullman-Moscow area, not two highways. And that's where I think we made the biggest mistake, was that we had, you know, now we have two highways that are paralleling each other, and that's a lot of federal dollars that could have been saved and spent better.
And that was Tom Lamar. We'll go to Shirley Green on that.
Okay, well, I guess I would kind of ditto on that as far as what Tom said, and I would think that we would need to leave it to the experts and making that decision. And yes, there needs to be a route, and I am rather surprised that the Board of Commissioners actually endorsed one of them.
All right, that was Shirley Green. The phone number is 892-9200. If you have any questions for candidates Shirley Green and Tom Lamar running for Latah County Commission, seat 2. And we've got a caller, so we will put them on the air. KRFP, you are on the air. This will go to Shirley Green first.
Okay, my question has to do with a couple of things Tom said. One is that 23% of people in Latah County are living beneath the poverty level, and that one of the must-fund things in the county is indigent health care. So you probably know where this is going. The notion of Medicaid expansion has been controversial. It's a decision that the legislature makes. But I would like if you could comment on what would be the best-case scenario for the county and how you would influence the legislature to move in that direction.
And we'll go to Shirley Green first.
Well, the best case scenario would be that they would take care of our people, that we would not have to pay for medical care out of the indigent budget. I have not endorsed the Obamacare or expansion of Medicare as it stands, but I believe we do need to do something, whether it's an alternative. I just spoke with a relative of mine that had to go onto Obamacare. Her premium, she was able to get her insurance at about the same premium, but instead of a $2,500 deductible, now has a $7,000 deductible. She needs surgery. She is not able to have that surgery right now because she does not have the $7,000. So I do not think that it's going to be a panacea in if we have this health care at this point until we find out exactly what's going to be paid, how is it going to be covered. I think the county will still get hit with deductible, high deductibles.
And that was Shirley Green. Now we'll go to Tom Lamar.
From my perspective, a best case scenario is that we get a new governor and we get a more balanced legislature, but I'm not sure we'll get all of that in one election. But I do believe that the state of Idaho needs to do the ethical and economically beneficial thing, and that is to expand Medicaid. I think that that would be very beneficial for the people of throughout Idaho and including Letaw County. I have met many, many people who have been able to sign up for health insurance since January, some quite close to my family who have benefited very greatly from having the option to have health insurance. There are other people who make money in that $7 to $10 an hour range who cannot afford health insurance still, and it's very difficult. We need to do the right thing and help people. $800,000 to $900,000 a year spent by Letaw County on indigent health care.
And that was Tom Lamar, KRFP Moscow Pullman. The phone number is 892-9200. And the next question will go to Tom Lamar next. The question is, the other mandated part of the county budget that's pretty large is paying for trials, prosecutors, public defenders, so forth and so on. I understand the Idaho Association of Counties recently endorsed a position that the state take over those payments. Tell me a little bit about that and what your feelings are on that. And let's go to Tom Lamar first.
Well, yeah, there are some there was some state rules passed. There's actually a I was trying to find the actual quote from the judge, but basically there the state is saying that we need to pay in such a way that we're not paying for the defense in such a way that they are trying to cut costs and therefore reduce the ability of good defense for people that need that. That is going to be explored quite a bit starting in January. I've been doing a lot of reading about it. There's a lot of legal background behind it, but the Idaho Association of Counties is leading up the charge on that.
Okay, that was Tom Lamar, and now Shirley Green.
Okay, well, I am well aware that the counties are facing the public defender in the trial costs. That is a major part of what our budget, and that is something that we have absolutely no control over. We just had a murder trial that cost us over $225,000. We could have more in a budget year, and we have had several before. So that's something that we need to look at and maybe shift some of that burden to the state. But I don't know at this point if one size will fit all. I do know that the ACLU is concerned about whether people are getting the right kind of public defense. I think in Letaw County we've done a good job with our contracted public defenders. We have not let anybody go by, but we are hanging out there in case of a really bad criminal year where there's going to be possibly a lot more costs involved. So I'm looking forward to what the Idaho Association of Counties and other organizations that will be looking into this and studying this are going to come up with and see if that's going to help the county.
All right. That was Shirley Green. We'll take another call, and then we'll take a one-minute break. This show goes till 7:30, and there's a lot of issues that haven't been covered yet, but we're most interested in finding out what listeners want to ask questions of, and the next question would go to Shirley Green. The phone number is 892-9200. And let's ask about the Laksa Land Exchange. Now it's being proposed more of the Forest Service land that would be traded away would be in Idaho County, but at least initially a lot of it was going to be in Latah County, and it's possible that some of it still might be if the exchange goes through. Tell me your thoughts on that, and we'll go to Shirley Green first.
Well, you know, Lee, I guess that I have not studied the issue thoroughly. I know that it is definitely out there. It's a concern on what the plans are going to be with that land. But I do not really feel like comfortable enough about making a statement until I would study that issue. I have not seen it as a county, Latah County Commissioner issue. I do know that the public lands, and there are PELT monies and different funds that we can get in. But what our level of involvement would be is still, I'm not really clear on that.
Okay, and that was Shirley Green. Now Tom Lamar.
I have not talked to a single person, aside from those proposing this land exchange, in support of making that exchange. I have not seen any good arguments in favor of it. I have not developed, therefore, a position of being interested in pursuing it. I think it's a bad idea. I think we've got very valuable public lands in Latah County and in surrounding counties, and I would like to see us be able to maintain those lands as they are and not have exchanges take place. I think it's much better to protect the land that we have, you know, in the uses that are set forward.
All right, that was Tom Lamar. We have County Commission candidates, Latah County Commission candidates, Tom Lamar and Shirley Green in the studio. We'll go for another half hour taking your calls. We're going to take a 1 to 2 minute break. The phone number is 892-9200. So get on the stack and get your questions in here at KRFP Moscow Pullman 90.3 on your FM dial.
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle. Hey, you want to ride your bicycle but can't afford one? Now, for only $5, you could be riding your very own brand new Janus Citizen 2 bicycle from Rolling Hills Bicycle, customized to fit you. Or, if you're feeling flush, buy 5 raffle tickets for only $20 in the KRFP Bike Raffle. You can buy tickets at Tie-Dye Everything at 527 South Main in Moscow. So come on, take a chance. Even if you don't win, you'll still be supporting your community radio, KRFP 90.3.
David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, returns to Moscow this Thursday as part of the KRFP 10th anniversary celebration. One of America's most tireless and wide-ranging investigative journalists, David Barsamian has altered the independent media landscape, both with his weekly radio show Alternative Radio, which is now in its 28th year, and his books with Noam Chomsky, Iqbal Ahmed, Howard Zinn, Tariq Ali, Richard Wolff, Arundhati Roy, and Edward Said. He'll be at the 1912 Center for part of KRFP's 10th anniversary celebration this Thursday, 7 p.m., $10 suggested donation, beer and wine by the wine company. That's this Thursday, 7 p.m., with David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, fundraiser for Radio Free Moscow, KRFP Moscow Pullman. Good evening. We're back in the studios live here at KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3. And we have in the studios County Commission candidates Tom Lamar and Shirley Green. They're running for the District 2 seat for Latah County Commission. All Latah County voters can vote in both races. The other race is between Democrat Kurt Obermeyer and incumbent Republican Richard Walzer. And then there's a third seat. Excuse me, there's a third seat with 2 years left in the term. All right, the phone number is 892-9200 for callers who want to get on the air. And we have one caller on the line, I do believe. So we'll go to, this will go to Tom Lamar first. Caller, go ahead.
So the Syringa Mobile Home Park has been in the news for most of the last year. What those people went through was really pretty terrible and difficult. They spent 3 months without water in the middle of last winter. And finally, a team of students from the law school got involved, and then the State Department of Water Quality. And there was a slippery, absentee landlord, and the whole thing has really dragged on and been difficult. So I am curious as to what the county's role in that situation either was or should have been, and whether there's some missing oversight in the county, and if there's a concern that maybe this a situation like this could occur again.
All right, we'll go to Tom Lamar first on that question.
On January 7th, I attended a meeting at the courthouse with Commissioner Dave McGraw and several guests from the state of Idaho. I was there as a city council member from Moscow, and we pulled the meeting together to try to figure out with Department of Health, Department of Environmental Quality, what needs to be done. And very quickly realized that this thing is extremely complicated. You're right. There not only is there a really poor drinking water situation, there's poor wastewater situation, there's a lot of other sanitary problems. And it raises the question, should this continue to even exist as a mobile home park? But there are good reasons why people do need to live there. And I don't have a lot of time to go into it in the minute, but one of the things that the county has been doing is red tagging abandoned homes to try to reduce the number of problems with new people coming in.
Okay, so that's Tom Lamar, and of course we'll have closing statements for continued stray thoughts. This will go to Shirley Ringo next.
This is Shirley Green, actually.
I mean,
thankfully.
Shirley Green, sorry.
Shirley. So I am very familiar with the situation at Syringa Trailer Park, and my heart just went out to those people out there. I spent many, many hours out there delivering water and helping with cleanup and just visiting with the people as part of my missions program at the Moscow Church of the Nazarene. I do know and visited with the commissioners quite a bit about what was going on, was aware of the fact that some of the trailers were being red-tagged, and, you know, it was hard for some people, but they were the ones that were moved out. Those people couldn't be re-rented, and that had some economic impact on even the people that owned them. But it was important to, in my perspective, to protect the people, and I think that the county tried to do as much as they could, and I'm very thankful that the law school came in, and as they're working and trying to push the owner of that court into doing something. And it's really a shame that this has all taken place, and it should not take place in Latah County at any of our trailer parks. And I don't like it, and neither should anyone else.
Okay, and that was Shirley Green. And I've just got to mention, I've done all these candidates forums over the years, and I think I've done about 7 with Shirley Ringo in the studios. So anyway, the phone number is 892-9200. Shirley Green and Tom Lamar, candidates for Latah County Commission, are both in the studio right now. And I'm going to ask a question about, are there any issues involving solid waste and Latah sanitation that need to be addressed in the next couple years after one of you gets on the commission? And that'll go to Shirley Green first.
Well, I really know that garbage is a in solid waste is extremely important to our people in the rural county. And I think that thinking back to the time we made the changes on removing the dumpsters from the county and going to driveway service, I mean, we thought we were going to be tarred and feathered. We did everything we could to try to stop the dumping of illegal waste. We were getting hazardous waste, illegal waste dumping in our dumpsters, paying for extra garbage. So we came up with, I think, a good system at that time. And I know that there's been improvements on the system as we've went along. I know that there's concerns with the new garbage cans in the county, and I also understand that at some point there will be a way for side loader trucks to pick up all that garbage, which will make a difference with the employees that are trying to work out there. So there'll be things that we have to look at, and hopefully we'll just improve.
And that was Shirley Green, and now we'll go to Tom Lamar on that question.
The big thing recently has been the new roll carts, both within the city of Moscow and outside of the city of Moscow. I think different individuals, different places are having, of course, different experiences, some positive and some negative. And I think we're working through a lot of those details. The big thing that's happening right now within the city of Moscow is looking at curbside mixed mingled recycling. So I expect that if that moves forward within the city of Moscow, that'll probably be followed throughout the rest of Latah County too at some point. So those decisions will be in front of us.
All right, that was Tom Lamar. The phone number is 892-9200. We have a couple candidates here for Latah County Commission, Tom Lamar and Shirley Green. And one question I have is a recent zoning law allowed an extra split of 40 acres. Do you have any opinions about what may need to happen in the next couple of years as far as zoning? Is there county zoning laws as they should be and the rules as they should be, or should they change? How could they be improved?
You're starting with me, right?
Yeah, Tom Lamar.
I would like, within zoning, I think one of the most important things outside of the city of Moscow that we're doing is helping to protect the land that's still usable as agricultural land for larger scale farming or ranching, small scale farming, whatever it might be. But we also want to make sure there's opportunities for residences and commercial development. I think it's very important that we're trying to keep our options open and keep flexibility for our residents, and also making sure that they're able to do things that they want to do with their land. It's all a balancing act, of course, and but, you know, for an orderly development of our communities, our cities, that's what we need to do.
And that was Tom Lamar, and now we'll go to Shirley Green.
I am very happy that they have changed the zoning rules somewhat on the 40 acres. I think that was a positive move. But again, making sure that we do protect the agricultural land that we have in the county. One of the problems that we have in overdevelopment in some areas is getting the public services that we need out to the rural parts of the county, making sure that we have rural fire protection and police and roads and maintenance to those roads. So we have to make sure on those decisions that we're looking to how are we going to facilitate this growth and have it managed in such a way that it doesn't become a burden on the other property taxpayers to make development happen in Latah County.
And that was Shirley Green. I'm Lee Robartis. We have Shirley Green and Tom Lamar in the studios here at KRFP Moscow answering your questions from the phone. The phone number is 208-892-9200. And in addition to tonight's forum, we are working to bring you other District 5 legislative candidates next week, one-on-one with their opponents. We've confirmed that State Senate candidates John Carlson and Dan Schmidt will be in the studios next Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. to take your calls, and we'll likely have some House Seat 5B candidates in the studios Monday night at 6:30. 7:30 next week. So be prepared for that and definitely tune in and see what's going on. The next question from the phone lines will go to Shirley Green first. KRFP, you are on the air.
Yeah, with today's climate change, I'm seeing all sorts of news about the big drought in California. We're seeing a lot of dry. There's going to be a massive amount of people eventually moving due to climate change. As county commissioners, how do you feel that you should be preparing for substantial growth that might happen due to climate change? Do you feel that we're prepared to handle climate refugees with our current aquifer sitting how it is?
Okay, well, thank you for that question. One of the things that I guess I'm not in fear of massive growth in the last 10 years, the census says we've actually lost 106 people. So I'm not sure when this massive growth might start, but if it does, we will have to be careful. We just had a water summit here last week in Moscow and spent hours on reviewing what the problems and potential problems we could have with the aquifer. And so we definitely need to manage that well, look at ways to conserve and make really smart decisions on potentials for growth. But I am not one to believe that we can shut the gates. If we have growth, we'll have to manage that and do the best we can.
And that was Shirley Green. Now we'll go to Tom Lamar.
Well, we have had the last We probably will have more people moving into the region. I'm not sure if it'll be because of climate change. I suppose that's possible. We also know that the University of Idaho is planning on increasing their enrollment by 5,000 people or so over the next whatever few years, decades. So we will be looking at more people living here in the future if that's successful or if we're having climate change issues. I do believe that one of the most limiting factors in this area is water, and we will have to continue to look at that. In the last 2 years, the city of Moscow has been looking at a supplemental water supply in addition to all the water conservation that we're doing. University of Idaho has been a leader in the region for reusing water. I would like to see the city of Moscow doing a lot more on reusing water. Whether that's purple pipe system for homes, whether that's reusing water out of the wastewater treatment plant, we need to do a better job of using the resources that we have and potentially augmenting those water supplies.
And that was Tom Lamar. The phone number is 892-9200. And I wanted to ask, let's go to Tom Lamar first. What sort of economic development do you think it's appropriate for Latah County commissioners to work for if elected? We have the LEDC, Latah Economic Development Council, that helps with that. And what kind of economic development would you not like to see?
I think probably the most likely economic development that we can have here, and probably the most welcome economic development, is that which comes from research at the universities, where folks that are doing that research decide that they want to expand their employment of other individuals and create businesses or expand existing businesses that they have here. Economic development experts often talk about you're more likely to get people to increase what they're already doing within a region rather than bringing in new businesses. So it's sort of an 80-20 rule that you're more likely to expand existing things than bring in new businesses, and I think that's likely here. Our strengths of agriculture, university research, and so forth are the areas that we're going to have.
And that was Tom Lamar. We'll go to Shirley Green now.
Okay, well, I would certainly like to see us capitalize on the university and technical. We also have value added. We should be looking at the agricultural ways that we can add some value to that and maybe manufacturing. I have enjoyed getting to see what the the Palouse Knowledge Corridor is doing as far as the entrepreneurs, seeing if we can't capture some of that and help those people create jobs, build business, invest in the people that have these great ideas right here in Latah County. I do know that there's the mining that's going to be put up at the clay pits up in the Beauville area, and I hope to see that that will bring in the 50, 60 jobs that they're talking about that are going to be high-paying jobs.
All right, that was Shirley Green. Phone number is 892-9200. We are winding down this hour. It'll end at 7:30, and we'll actually stop taking calls around 7:25 so we can get the two-minute closing statements in from our two candidates for Latah County Commission, Tom Lamar and Shirley Green. And the next question will go to Shirley Green first. What do you think of the three contested District 5 legislative races going on this year in the area? How will whoever is elected to represent Latah County in the legislature impact the county in the next few years?
Well, I obviously think that the Republican candidates running for office are excellent candidates. Representative Cynthia Gideas has done a great job her first 2 years. Carolyn Troy knows this area well, and so does Dr. John Carlson. They are longtime residents, Vandals, and I think they really, all of them care very much about education and supporting education. They also are right on top of the agricultural scene, and I believe that their voice will be strong in the current legislative system that we have. They will have the ability to make a difference in Latah County through their impact and knowledge of the resources we have here.
Okay, that's Shirley Green, and now Tom Lamar.
I guess obviously also I'm excited about the Democratic candidates that are running. I believe, watching Dan Schmidt speak and talk is exciting to me because he knows so much about what's happening in the legislature, and it's fun to watch the other candidates take notes and pay attention to what he's saying because he knows so much about what's going on there. I'm excited about Paulette Jordan's candidacy. She's brings a lot of energy and vibrancy, and Gary Osborne has a great connection with the agricultural community, so it's exciting to see all of that.
All right, that was Tom Lamar, KRFP. You are on the air. Caller, go ahead. This goes to Tom Lamar first.
My question has to do with juvenile detention. And what makes me curious is that it was kind of a small news item in the budget discussions in the county where the county changed the facility where sent from one, I think, in Nez Perce County to one in Bonner County. And it was basically described as a budgetary decision. And that made me more curious about juvenile crime in general in the county, who is offending and what are they doing, how are the cases managed, who ends up going into detention, what the results are if these young people then are able to come back and become functioning members of the county, how all that works in your mind, and maybe even how it should work if it's not working properly.
All right, that will go to Tom Lamar first.
I attended a lot of the budget discussions this summer at the county courthouse, and the caller's right that there was a lot of conversation about this issue from a budgetary perspective and transportation. You know, they talked about, you know, the amount of driving that was going to need to happen and who's going to go where and so forth. And I am interested in the larger concept of juvenile crime and so forth. My experience with that has been primarily on the other end of receiving youth within Latah County who come to the nature center where I work and who need to complete community service hours. And we work very well with those individuals and other individuals that are doing community service. Many, many times those kids say, "Hey, can I continue to volunteer here? This is fun. I like this. I feel good about being here." So it's a big issue.
Okay, Tom Lamar and now Shirley Green.
Okay, well, I was really sad that it came down to a budget issue to have to transport the juvenile detention kids from the Nez Perce County Lewiston facility to the Coeur d'Alene facility, which I believe is Kootenai County, is where those young people are being taken at this point. But I do know that it was a big budget issue. I can't tell you exactly how much it saved, but it did save a lot. As far as knowing exactly what is happening with our juvenile detention program, I was very familiar with it as county commissioner. I do know that we have a good program here. But I want to see those kids stay out of it, and I want to see us promote anything we can. Latah County Fair, the 4-H groups, the Scouts, any type of programs that keep our young people involved in good quality things in our county, so they don't end up in our juvenile system. So thank you.
Okay, and that was Shirley Green, KRFP Moscow Pullman, 90.3 on your FM dial. The phone number is 892-9200. We really only have time for maybe one more. And the next question will go to Shirley Green first. And I guess I'll take it from my list. Actually, it's not on the list. It's just coming from my head. What issue should county commissioners most lobby the legislature on behalf of the citizens of Latah County? What's the most pressing issue that you as a county commissioner would lobby the Idaho legislature on? That goes to Shirley Green.
Okay, well, I guess there's probably many issues, and I think that just being aware of what they're going to be involved in. But we do need to do something about the indigent program. We need to make sure that the property taxpayers are not burdened with the indigent medical cost. And then another thing we have to be very careful is that the student health insurance program, which was started when I was commissioner many years ago, is not eliminated. Even if we have Obamacare, people can slip through the cracks. We can have students that we are going to end up paying for. So I want to make sure that we're covered on that. Whether it's Medicaid expansion or an alternative program, I want to see them work and come up with a solution that is going to work for the citizens of Latah County. The biggest thing here is keeping our property taxes fair and equitable. And if that means lobbying hard and letting our voices be heard at the legislative level, that's what we need to do.
And that was Shirley Green, and now I'll go to Tom Lamar on that question.
Well, I mentioned the poverty level in Latah County being so high, and because of that, I think the Medicaid expansion, health care costs to the Latah County are a huge thing that needs to change, and that's probably the number one piece that we need to lobby on. Right behind that is funding for roads and bridges and so forth that are in disrepair, and whether it's a problem in Latah County or in other counties in the state of Idaho, we have many highway districts that are a separate government entity throughout the state of Idaho that are not able to get their roads and bridges funded and fixed, and that's something that we're going to need to pay attention to and work with the North Latah and the South Latah Highway Districts on.
All right, and that was Tom Lamar. So we're going to go to closing statements in just a moment, and because of the coin flip, we switch it for the closing statements, and so Shirley Green will go first on those, and I'll just mention that Shirley Green and Tom Lamar are both running for the District 2 position in the Latah County Commission. The other candidates in the District 1 race are Democrat Kurt Obermeyer and Republican incumbent Richard Walzer. And they will get, the winner in that race will get a 4-year term. The winner in this race between Democrat Tom Lamar and Republican Shirley Green will get a 2-year term, and the reason for that is they alternate between commission districts as to who gets the 2- and 4-year term. There's a third commissioner, Republican Dave McGraw. He has 2 years left in his term and is not up for election this time. And also just note that despite the district's name, that's only for candidate pools, and if you are a Latah County voter, you can vote in both races for Latah County Commission. So We're going to go to Shirley Green for her two-minute closing statement. So go ahead, Shirley.
Thank you so much, Lee. I just want to share that currently I'm on the Public Health Board. I've served there since 1993. I'm a current board member for the Moscow Farmers Market Commission, also been a member of Rotary and past club president. I'm current missions president and short-term mission coordinator for the Moscow Church of the Nazarene, so I have taken many teams to other countries to do humanitarian work. Moscow Chamber of Commerce and also a former county commissioner. I have had lots of other duties here, too. I would just like to say, as your county commissioner, I can't promise to change the world. The duties and responsibilities of the commissioner are well-defined in Idaho Code, but I can promise to serve with integrity and common sense and make the best decisions possible. I am good at problem solving. I enjoy working with the people, and I believe managing the business of the county are really the primary jobs of the commissioners, and I love doing those. I love to help the residents of the Latah County accomplish their goals and not try to stop them, so ways whatever we can help. As a businesswoman and a property owner in rural Latah County, I understand the need to limit government control in our lives. And serving as Latah County Commissioner, I believe, is a privilege and a commitment. As your commissioner, I would listen to your concerns and give 110%. From my experience as commissioner before, the job was three-quarter time at that particular time in the 1990s when I served, and many times it would be a 60-hour week because of events that were taking place. But I am able and available to give all that time that is needed to serve my constituents. So thank you very much. I would appreciate your vote on November 4th.
And that was Shirley Green, and now Tom Lamar.
Well, I've been serving two-thirds of Latah County residents for the last 7 years as a nonpartisan city council member. And I also run the Palouse Clearwater Environmental Institute and been doing so for 24 years. I'm interested in combining my skills in the legislative small government experience with my administrative small business experience to work as an excellent county commissioner. My training has been to serve everyone, no matter the political party. In the last several months, I have personally knocked on more than 2,000 doors throughout Latah County, listening to people's needs and concerns and answering questions about my campaign. I've attended numerous town council meetings around Latah County, and I've learned much from our residents about how I can best serve their interests. While visiting one family outside of their home in Beauville, I decided to propose that the commissioners conduct some of our meetings in various communities around the county. I think it would be really nice for people to not have to go to Moscow to meet their commissioners. I'm a listener. I bring decades of experience in problem solving, budget management, human resource, public policy development, government oversight, natural resources, and fundraising to the commissioner job. My experience and familiarity with local government and regional issues will ensure a smooth transition in the county courthouse next January, and I'm looking forward to serving all the people of Latah County. You can learn more about me on the web or Facebook or Twitter. My website is tomlamar.org, and I would love your support and your vote for me for county commissioner on or before November 4th.
All right, that was Tom Lamar, and I'd like to thank the candidates and the callers for participating in tonight's call-in candidates forum here at KRFP Moscow Pullman. Tom Lamar is running for Latah County Commissioner, and so is Shirley Green, and they've both been in the studios tonight, and the winner will get a two-year term on the three-member Latah County Commission. There's also candidates running in the District 2 race. They're Democrat Kurt Obermeyer and Republican incumbent Richard Walzer. The winner in that race will get a four-year term. All Latah County voters can vote in both those races. Dave McGraw still has 2 years left in his term on the commission, and the polling places, once again, we'll mention, if you live west of Main Street in Moscow, southwest concourse of the Kibbe Dome, the ASUI Kibbe Dome at the University of Idaho. If you live east of Main Street, vote at the Latah County Fair Exhibit Building at the fairgrounds across White Avenue from Safeway on the east side of town. Other voting places in Latah County, Deary City Hall, Genesee Senior Center, Harvard Community Center, Julietta City Hall, Kendrick Fire Hall, Scenic 6 Park Building in Potlatch, IOOF Rebecca Hall in Potlatch, Palouse River Community Center in Princeton, Troy Lions Club, Shop Residence of James H. Hagedorn in Viola, Mountain Home Grange in Potlatch, Beauville Family Support Center, and also you can vote absentee until Friday the 31st at the Latah County Auditor's Office, Room 101 in the courthouse. Polls will be open 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. on Tuesday, November 4th. And in addition to tonight's forum, we are working to bring you District 5 legislative candidates to answer your questions on the radio next week. We've confirmed state Senate candidates Republican John Carlson and incumbent Democrat Dan Schmidt will be in our studios next Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Also tune in next Monday at 6:30 p.m. We're likely to have the three candidates for House Seat 5B in the legislature then. So once again, thank you very much, Shirley Green and Tom Lamar. I'm Lee Robartis. This is KRFP Moscow Pullman, community radio for the Palouse at 90.3 on your FM dial. This Way Out is next, and then 8 o'clock we'll have World Music, World Waves, hosted by Catherine Bonzo.
Soon, Rolling Hills Bicycle Company and KRFP are giving away a brand new Jameis Citizen 2 bike to one lucky supporter of your progressive community radio station. All proceeds keep 90.3 KRFP a vital voice of the Palouse community. It's a fun and great way to support Radio Free Moscow. Raffle tickets are only $5 each, or 5 for 20, and available at www.krfp.org. Any DJ at Moscow's Farmers Market. Also listen for other outlets. Someone will win October 23rd a brand new Jameis Citizen 2 bike. It just might be you. It's a win-win for all listeners and your progressive community radio station, 90.3 KRFP.
David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, returns to Moscow this Thursday as part of the KRFP 10th anniversary celebration. One of America's most tireless and wide-ranging investigative journalists, David Barsamian has altered the independent media landscape, both with his weekly radio show Alternative Radio, which is now in its 28th year, and his books with Noam Chomsky, Iqbal Ahmed, Howard Zinn, Tariq Ali, Richard Wolff, Arundhati Roy, and Edward Said. He'll be at the 1912 Center for part of KRFP's 10th anniversary celebration this Thursday, 7 p.m. $10 suggested donation, beer and wine by the wine company. That's this Thursday, 7 p.m. with David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, fundraiser for Radio Free Moscow, KRFP Moscow Pullman.
KRFP Moscow is the best in the USA.
Yeah.